In terms of what's considered the biggest deterrent, i.e. fines that can be imposed by supervisory authorities, according to the regulator's official figures, between May 2018 and November 2019, just to give you an idea, we had 22 supervisory authorities issuing 785 fines across Europe. That probably doesn't sound very impressive, and you're probably right, and it sounds like the regulators in Europe had a pretty slow start. But there's a number of reasons for that, and the supervisory authorities had to adapt to their new enforcement powers. Before the GDPR, the data protection authorities in several European countries, for example, were not even able to impose fines in case of a violation. And so they had to get used to dealing with those new powers. They had to restructure. And also, very importantly, they had to attract additional staff, which then raised issues of budgeting, etc. Apparently, there are many more cases in the pipeline. So we will see more cases in the next year come out. That being said, I do believe that the whole situation around COVID-19 has probably caused some delays in the timing when it comes to these enforcement cases, and that's understandable. Also interesting to note is that if you look at the main issues that have been leading to enforcement action and especially fines imposed by the regulators, there are really two different areas. One is where there was an insufficient legal ground for processing personal data. So from a European GDPR viewpoint, having a valid legal basis for processing personal data is one of the cornerstones, really, right? It's one of the basic principles. You need to have a valid legal basis. And so in many of these cases, the regulators found that the companies didn't have one, or at least they didn't spend enough effort in trying to identify valid legal grounds for processing personal data. And that eventually led to a fine. The other area that often comes up in the enforcement decisions is lack of data security. So in fact, we're seeing that supervisory authorities are imposing fines after they have been notified of a cyber attack or another data breach. And as you know, that is now mandatory under the GDPR under certain circumstances. But what a lot of companies often forget is that by notifying the regulator, they're also exposing themselves to possible investigation into the organization's overall level of compliance. Just to give you one quick example, we had a case recently in Belgium where the regulator imposed a fine on a company. It was a telecom operator who had notified a breach to the Belgian Data Protection Authority. And in the course of its investigation, Data Protection Authority found out that there was an issue with the appointment of a data protection officer in that organization, that that organization hadn't followed the rules for appointing a data protection officer and making sure that that data protection officer was independent from other functions in the organization. So just to show you that notifying a data breach can ultimately lead to the authority discovering other issues of non-compliance. Now, in addition to that regulatory action under the GDPR, there's also possibility for private action now, and just wanted to point that out. So individuals can lodge complaints before the supervisory authorities. They can also mandate consumer protection organizations to bring complaints on their behalf before the courts. And this will, in the future, open the door to class action. And I'm careful using that word because in Europe, we're really not used to it in the same sense as you are in the US. But, you know, we're getting there. And slowly, I think we will move into a similar direction. In case of a violation, let's say a data breach, and especially if a regulator has identified a blatant violation, individuals now can also claim compensation if they have suffered material or even non-material damage as a result of a GDPR violation. So again, another innovation of the GDPR. Recently, again, quick example, in the Netherlands, it was a consumer protection organization that initiated a class action against Facebook, claiming compensation for Facebook's alleged failure to properly inform its users about how it was sharing data and importantly, to get users' consent. So again, that's something that very recently was initiated.